He was not sure how long he lay, shivering, semi-comatose, before becoming aware of a sound like someone hammering. Repeated smack of metal on metal. Regular strikes, sharp enough to be heard above the constant commotion of the sea. It came from above and did not sound that far away.
"Hello!" he shouted into the night. "Is there anyone there?"
And the hammering stopped. He held his breath. Nothing. No response. The hammering did not restart, as if he had chased it away with his calls. He felt despair settle on him like dust. Maybe he had simply imagined it. He lay listening intently for several minutes, but there was no further sound. Then suddenly something fell on him, tumbling over him, heavy and rough, and he yelled out in fear and surprise. He sat up, supporting himself on one arm, trying to make sense of it. His fingers closed around something coarse and thick, and he realized it was a rope. Someone had thrown a rope over the edge of the cliff, long enough that it had coiled around him on the ledge, the end of it falling away from his grasp now and dropping into the darkness below. He held onto it with both his hands and pulled hard. There was no give whatsoever. It seemed firmly anchored to something up on the cliff tops. And yet, he realized, if he was to use it to haul himself up to safety, he would have to trust it completely, with his full weight. The very thought sent shivers of apprehension through him. He could picture himself only too clearly, almost at the top, when it gave way, sending him tumbling backward through fresh air to his death. Who had thrown him this lifeline? And why? Why didn't he show himself and call out to see if Enzo was all right?
"Hello!"
Enzo shouted again into the night.
"God damn it! Who are you?"
But only the wind replied, moaning through the fissures in the rock and wrapping itself around him, cold fingers robbing him of strength. Even if he decided to trust his life to the rope, he was not certain he had the power left to pull himself out. Slowly he managed to get to his feet, balancing precariously, forced now to trust the rope. He yanked hard several times, and still it remained rock solid. He stood for several moments, teeth clenched, eyes closed, summoning the courage and the strength to give it a try. He pulled up the end of the rope and wrapped it several times around his waist before knotting it securely. If he fell and the rope held, he would survive. If the rope failed to hold, he was dead. He reached up as far as he could, grasping the rope with gloved hands, and braced his legs against the face of the rock, pushing himself out. Fully committed now, he knew that his life was in the hands of whoever had secured the other end. It was not so much a question of trust as of blind faith.